nicely causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Now, if we know anything about omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God, He already knew where He was. He's hiding. But that wasn't the point. The point was God was speaking to Adam because Adam didn't know where he was at. God knew. Adam, where are you? Adam had lost his position of dominion. He had lost it. He was out of place. He lost the glory. He was seeing himself different. Naked. No covering. So he was hiding. He'd lost his position. Right? Eve alongside him lost their position. Death entered in. Everything changed. But our starting place, see, because God never abdicated that mandate from us to have dominion. That's what Jesus came for. I want you to put up on the screen for me Ephesians chapter 1. I believe it's Ephesians. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 1. And let me find it here. I think about verse 17 we'll start. This wasn't in my notes for today. So evidently the Lord wants somebody to hear this. Verse 17. Well, verse 16, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And verse 16, he says he ceases not to give thanks for them, making mention of them in his prayers. And he says in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Somebody say, in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet. Somebody say, under his feet. And gave him to be head, the head over all things to the church. Somebody say, to the church. Which is his body. Somebody say, his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. What are we reading here? Christ has been elevated to a place far above. And in actuality, that means out of the reach. There's a place in God you are out of the reach. There's a place in God where demons can't tread. Amen. Listen, you can live a life before God where the devil has no place. Now, he might try to talk to your mind, but he's talking to you from a distance. He ain't all up in your head and in your business. There's a place where demons cannot tread. Christ was elevated there far above, out of the reach of principalities and powers and dominions and names, every name that could be named. No name. Nobody. But then he says, and he's been given to be the head over the church, who is his body. Tell somebody, we're his body. And has put all things under his feet. Is that right? Somebody say, all things are under his feet. Well, his feet have to be part of his body. If we are the body, somebody might be the feet. Somebody's the hands, you know, we're all part of us. Somebody's the eye, somebody's, you know, he's the head, but we are the body. But all things, everything is put under his feet. So that means everything is put under the church. So that means what Adam lost in Genesis 3, in Ephesians 1, we find that God caused us to regain it. Amen. Are you following me here? Yes. Stop waiting one day till the sweet by and by to think that you know you're going to be all right now. No, tell somebody, I'm all right right now. Right. Tell somebody, I'm the blessed and highly favored. Yes. Every day I'm blessed. Every day I'm highly favored. It don't matter what you go through, you're blessed and highly favored. You are God's, the apple of his eye. You're graven upon the palm of his hands. You are elevated and seated with Christ. Not one day, every day. Let's take it a little further. Look at chapter 2, verse 6. Well, let's start at verse 1, chapter 2. You hath he quickened. You know, in some circles, I have nothing against it. You know, quicken means. and that could have some, you know, that could have some, you know, the Holy Ghost can quicken you like that. But that's not all it means. It means to give you life. You're not just quick. You're not just doing the boogaloo, you know. No. You hath he quickened. In other words, you he has given life to. In other words, something happened on your spirit man. See, the Lord told Adam, the day that you eat of the tree, you're going to die. He still was walking around. He still sold fig leaves. But guess what? He was dead. His spirit was dead. It's like a plant or a fish. Take that plant out of that pot, out of the soil. I've done this before. I took a leaf off of a plant. This was years ago. Some of you all will still remember. I took a leaf off of a green plant. It was green. I cut it off and I put it in a book. And I mean, the moment I cut it off, it was still green. A week later, it was still green. A month later, it was still green. But after about that month, it had nothing in it, you know, no resource in it, because it was disconnected from its source. See, Adam lived a long time in his body, but he was a dead man walking. Why? Because he was disconnected from his source. Take a fish out of water, take a big fish out of water, they'll live a long time, but they ain't gonna live too long. Because you've disconnected it from its source. When Adam sinned, he was disconnected from his source. God said, in the day that you eat, you'll die. So you see, you got people walking around now, they got money. They got influence. They got this, they got that, they got the other, but they're dead men walking. Because they're disconnected from God. But see, you has he quickened. Now you might be getting older and maybe a little more feeble, but your spirit man has been quickened. So though this body may be going down toward the grave, your spirit is rising up every day. Though this outward man perish, your spirit is renewed every day. God quickens you. You got joy. You got peace. You got hope. You got love. You're stronger than ever before. Amen. We did that experiment, and I that leaf, after so long, it started to just get brittle. But it stayed green a long time. See, a backslider thinks, just because judgment is not exercised speedily, everything cool. But they don't know they've been disconnected from the vine. And it's just a matter of time. If the grace of God don't come to you, that you get brittle. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of now working in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. Say it with me. I'm quickened together. With Christ. By grace are you saved. Since I'm quickened together with Christ, verse 6 says, and has raised us up together. Has raised us up together. Amen. Our feet are still on the earth. Yes. But your spirit man is in another place. Yes. This is what you got to get to know. This is what you have to understand. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Our spirit man is raised up with him. And we are seated with him in a heavenly realm. Far above. I said far above principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm, above dominions, above every other name that can be named. We are seated with Christ in that heavenly realm, out of the reach. Tell somebody, I'm out of reach. Tell somebody else, can't touch this. You better make up in your mind and stop doing all that wavering, all that uncertainty, because that's the way the enemy enters. Stop being fearful of stuff. You haven't received the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Tell somebody right now, make up your mind. Stop wavering. Stop doubting. Stop fearing. Fear is of the devil. Fear, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Amen. That's the door. That's the crack he comes through. We're told to give him no place. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. That's why you're troubled all the time. Amen. That's why you're a hater, because you fear. Devil trying to do a number on you, but the devil is a liar. God didn't give you fear. God don't talk to you and make you afraid. Don't get this thing twisted. You know, you never know what God will do. We know exactly what God will do. We know exactly what he'll do. What his word says he'll do. And if he be for you, who can be against you?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.